Our next speaker is Takeo Kasuga. They always give me the tough ones, but I'm sorry for murdering your name. He's a plant molecular geneticist with the USDA ARS in Davis since 2008. He's received his BS and MS from Waseda University in Tokyo in applied chemistry and PhD from Aberdeen University of Scotland in genetics. And he's been working on fungal evolution, genetics, and genomics. And he's going to talk to us today about investigations on diurnal rhythms and phytophthora morum.
Here's this. You've got 10 minutes. I'll give you 5 minutes.
Okay. Can you hear me? First of all, I'd like to thank Susan Frankel and Katie Palmieri for giving me this opportunity to present our research. So today I'm going to introduce you to diurnal and circadian rhythm in phytophthora, which my very chief audience and myself are interested in. In year 2008, I joined the USDA, and one of my missions is to make the P. laborum genome more accessible and useful. And there's a reason for this. In 2004, genome sequence of Lamora was released, and there are around 16,000 computer-predicted gene models. Problem is that phytophthora or ormeisids are too distant from model eukaryotes, such as Drosophila or Arabidopsis or Saccharomyces, so that phytophthora gene structures are too different. And in fact, function is given. Like 89% of phytophthora genes, we don't have functional annotation. So we can say that we know nothing about most parts of phytophthora ramoran genome. And what we can do is, we can do mRNA profiling to monitor a data information when and where in the organism genes are activated. And we can monitor during sexual cycles or during the formation of sporangia and those spores, or during the cycle the pathogen grows inside the plant. And our ultimate goal is how we to understand how these 16,000 genes are regulated drives a complicated life cycle of other pathogen. And however, we are a little bit hesitant to start this project, and the reason is that in a model of Ascomycetes neurospora cluster, it is that 20% of genes display circadian rhythmicity, meaning that gene mRNA go up and down every day, which gives a tremendous background or noise in mRNA profiling. So we need to evaluate at the level of diurnal noise in phytophthora before starting this project. This is how we started this project. And now I'd like to introduce you the definition of diurnal rhythm and circadian rhythm. Diurnal rhythm is a basic periodicity in developmental and behavioral processes, such as your breakfast schedule. And in all my seeds, sporulation doesn't mean usually are known to be diurnal. And we don't know much about P. ramoran. And on the other hand, circadian rhythm is an endogenous self-sustaining oscillator, which is adjusted to the external cue like daylight or temperature. So you can passively respond to sunrise and display diurnal rhythm, or your body can anticipate the sunrise and get ready for that, which is known to have selective advantage. And in animals, plants, fungi and cyanobacteria are known to have this circadian system. So in, for these organisms, even we put them into the 24-hour darkness, they keep displaying the circadian oscillation for up to a week. And we don't know much about Almighty. So the objective of this project is to find out the diurnal rhythm in PR1 and also find out if Almighty has circadian systems. And to understanding the diurnal rhythm has practical implications. For example, Nielsen, working in Max Pangelin's lab in UC Riverside, demonstrated that in Phytophthora capsaicin on pepper root in hydroponic system, production of sporangia, here I show you along the time of day, and release of those spores are diurnal. So sporangia are produced in the daytime, where those spores are released in the night time. And same authors stated that if you irrigate at night time alone, Phytophthora disease can spread 7 times faster than irrigate during the daytime, which is attributable to the those spore contributions in the recycling water. And we don't know about Pinamorum, but it can be very important for nursery practice. So let's find out. And many of you might have seen that when grow the Ramorum under day and night cycle, and it will produce these diaphragmatic circles. And we did time last photography, and this range from around 2 to 4 p.m. And here's a closer look, and we can see the high density of sporangia along diurnal rings. So same as Phytophthora capsaicin, in Ramorum, sporangia formation happens during the daytime and it's diurnal. And in the future, we'd like to know if those qualities is also diurnal. And next of our question is if oomycetes have circadian systems. It could be that oomycetes respond to physiological changes of host plants, so that it may not need to have circadian systems. Now what we did is that we grow Ramona under 12 hours light and 12 hours dark, and it produces this diurnal circles, and then put them into 24 hours dark and let it grow for 3 days. And diurnal production of sporangia was stopped. And this doesn't necessarily mean that Phytophthora doesn't have circadian systems, but it does mean that synchronous production of sporangia require light. And it is known that the clock control genes are regulated at the transcriptional level, so we need environment providing. So again, we grow the Ramorum under 12 hours light and 12 hours dark, like here, and for 6 days, and then switch to 24 hours darkness, and we let it grow for 2 more days. And if Ramorum has a circadian system, and we expect to see some of the genes maintain oscillation in the dark. So we sample every 3 hours and did mRNA profiling. And we did find that some of the genes here, mRNA expression is plotted against time of the day, show diurnal or circadian cycles like this. Serine-threonine kinase showed maximum expression around 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the night. But in the morning, it shows low expression. And for ongevraquant, this aquapori showed maximum expression in the morning, but showed low expression at night. And so we identified 112 genes, which correspond to 0.9% transcript display 24-hour periodicity, and they have diverse functions like genes for metabolic enzymes, or effector proteins which involve plant pathway interactions. And this 0.9% is much less than 20% identified in fungus, or 5.5% in Arabidopsis, but it's more like 1% in Drosophila. So here's our conclusion. We confirmed that the sporangia formation of P. ramona was diurnal, at least on petri dish. And all mice doesn't have a circadian system, and 1% of genes with various functions were circadian controlled. And there are implications for nursery practice. Now we know that both hosts and pathogens are under circadian control. So we may be able to optimize the timings of irrigation and fungicide applications. So finally, I'd like to acknowledge Derek Rizzo and Rick Bostock and their lab members for introducing me Phytophthora biology, Mike Stangerini for P. castisi, diurnal cycle, and Stacy Harmer, during Malus, and Debbie Peterson for circadian biology. Thank you very much for attention.
We have time for a couple of questions. Yes, Inga.
Oh, we have a finish. Oh, yeah. Inga asked me what kind of media I used to be diagonal range. And we just simply used clarified DNA. And why strength or what kind of strength? I think both show this diagonal range. But how to have data next time? If you keep them in the back and then give it, you won't have them.
Well, thank you. Forgive my ignorance, I'm an entomologist. But in entomology research, we've been careful for a long time because of the insect's circadian rhythms to always take all the research observations on every breath at the same time of day. Is this already standard practice for plant entomology? Just a question.
Well, so that's about question and in Arabidopsis, it is known that some disease resistant genes are circadian controlled, and so genes in Phytophthora are also diurnal controlled. So we have to be careful about the experimental dying in the morning. It could be different from the experimental dying in the afternoon or evening, depending on the schedule of the apostle. But I don't think many people are so consistent about what time to conduct experiments. People might have some comments.
I just say, I think it depends on the lab and the kind of experiments that you do. Like the predisposition experiments that we do, we try to time them in such a way that it's kind of
big. You mentioned growth of the pattern, the cycle, darkness, blood cycles, total darkness. What happens if you expose the plants or the plants to constant light?
What happens to constant light? So what happens is that in the constant light, both of them do have the circadian system. So the data oscillates several days for up to a week, but because there is no external cue for them to adjust to the time. So eventually, after 1 week, every cell has circadian systems, but they are no more synchronous. So actually, the point, if you keep the constant light, they will